All right, so this episode is brought to you by HoneyGain. HoneyGain is a completely safe app which allows you to earn some pocket money just for sharing your internet connection. All you need is an internet connection, whether you have an Android, Windows, Mac OS device. You can earn money just for keeping HoneyGain to run in the background. Once you make that money, you can toss it into a savings account and spend it on anything you like. And if you register today, you can use my promo code, MACG, which will get you $5 added to your HoneyGain account. So don't waste any more time. Just press the link in the description down below and start making money right now. Make money online with HoneyGain. And by the way, if you want to support the channel, you can now do so by becoming a member. If you become a member of the channel, you can get early access to new videos, behind the scenes, footage, unreleased footage, discount on merchandise. So make sure you do join and become a chiller.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Hey, Inda, Marmini. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are back and look at Len. Oh my goodness. What's going on, Lakika?
What do you mean? I'm just wearing a yellow shirt.
You're glowing, Chief.
I'm just wearing a yellow shirt.
When was the last time you had alcohol?
About 2 seconds ago.
Oh, you still have alcohol? This bastard.
How? Yeah, you were
it helps
like
to buy in bulk.
Hey. Oh, so then you're lying. Hey.
I want to be one with the masses, even though I'm not part of the masses.
You are then nourishing your beard with alcohol.
I just don't have a barber, that's all.
No, I was asking when last did you drink, because you look like you're glowing. So I thought it's because you haven't had alcohol, but I guess not.
No. I think it's because of the alcohol.
Anyway, guys, I even forgot what day of lockdown we're in, but how's it going for you, Ghost Lady? How's it going so far?
Oh, it's good. Just tired of being at home. And I also don't know which day it is.
I think it's 25. 25 or 24.
So we've got 10 days to go.
25 or 24, because 21 was on Thursday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, at that to, it's 25.
Yeah. We start with it, yeah.
And what have you been doing, Lagika, apart from working?
I've been watching documentaries. Part and parcel of why I'm wearing this shirt that I'm wearing is because last night, my WhatsApp is also irritating me. Let me just switch it off. Last night I watched a documentary on DSTV about the connection of Pablo Escobar and Juan Andreas Escobar, the Colombian soccer player who got shot in 94 after he scored an own goal. I don't know if you know the story.
Yeah, I've watched Narcos. Yeah.
No. The Colombian player is not on Narcos, but
he was. He was. There was a scene where they mentioned him.
They just mentioned him, but they did not go into detail.
Yeah.
Yes. So I watched that. This morning I watched The Last Dance, the Michael Jordan thing.
Oh, is that Netflix. Is The Last Dance the Michael Jordan thing?
Yes.
Oh, how's that, bro? I saw Caesar tweet about it.
Look, if you like ball, if you like the greatness of sportsmen, if you like talent, it's a must watch. And the beauty about how Netflix is doing it, they don't do the whole boom, whole series at once. They actually have it lined up, but they only release it every week. So they make it available every week.
So we still have time to catch up.
You can watch, it's about 50 minutes, 40 minutes. The first episode is 50 minutes. I think the second one is about 42, 43. So you can bang that in one day. And then wait for next week for the third episode.
I don't know about you, Lakika, but I've realized I'm actually more into documentaries than series now. There's just something about documentaries that I like.
I've been doing documentaries. I mean, during this whole lockdown, there's this series of documentaries. It's called ESPN's 30 for 30. So SuperSport was also playing, like they've been playing it now. Like,
yeah, I've seen the one near Mike Tyson. The Mike Tyson one's crazy.
Yes. Yes. So you think that's crazy? I think you need to like literally watch all of them. This morning I was watching the one where they cross compare how kind of what's Easy's band, the group
NWA,
how NWA actually made the LA Raiders like a fashion brand. It made them like, well, not even a fashion brand, like a brand. Like, if you notice a lot of pictures of Eazy-E from back in the days, he was always wearing this cap. So it's like, ah, man, it's crazy how Americans make TV, bro. It's crazy. It also brought a lot of inspiration to me, because I've been sitting down and sort of like storyboarding South African documentaries and telling stories that are sports related type of thing. So that's kind of like how I've been passing time, apart from work, apart from playing FIFA with a whole host of people. And yeah, that's basically me.
Okay, so we're not doing the book anymore. We're doing documentaries. Okay, cool. I'm clued up now.
No. The book is still being done on the side. Forget that. That's some, like, I love TV. I love telling stories. And I remember with the Q&A that I did, people were asking me, why do I like over-explaining myself?
Yeah.
It just comes from storytelling. That's just it.
But when are we ever going to do documentaries, man? Because I'd love to see, like, for example, a documentary about Javubule. I think he's got a fascinating story to tell. You know, someone like that.
Literally, if I had 3 cameras, if I could get access to SABC and SuperSport footage, I would literally do 5 seasons of South African sports stories.
I've hey, Ghost Lady, are you still there? Are you still there, Ghost Lady?
I just took a nap fast. I'm back, guys.
Yeah, so yeah, that's basically that.
Because Len is trying to squeeze in his sports segment here. Len, there's a whole show for all these things you're telling us about. A whole show.
It won't even do it justice. Like, that's not even 0.1% of, yeah. But anyway, moving along. What have you been doing with your time?
Ah, same old shit. Hey, Ghost Lady, what's happening with TikTok? Do we have an account yet?
TikTok?
Mm.
Yes, we need to start a TikTok account. Yes, a TikTok account is coming soon.
Okay, because I saw
someone.
Yeah. Then we can just throw everything in there and let people play around.
Because I saw someone is already making money from our content. Apparently, the Dineo Ranaka teaser is on like 300,000 views or something crazy like that.
They're making money? Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay.
Because kind of just like YouTube, TikTok pays people to upload content on their platform.
But do they not monitor where the content originates from, though?
No, they don't. So there's even, my girl was telling me, there's even someone with a profile on TikTok who uploads Bonang's statuses as if they're their own.
Ebana. Oh!
So every time
so
Bonang posts something...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so every time Bonang posts something, they take what she posted and then they put it on TikTok.
Then we might as well just watermark every episode then. Like it'll be like little coronaviruses of your face and my face all over the screen.
Yeah.
No, really? Even still, the thing is what people ride on TikTok is the sound. So they fight the sound and then you can just do whatever. And that's how now it becomes all famous.
I don't have the time for TikTok. It just looks like a lot of work.
Yeah, I don't think you are there, market, Len. It's okay.
Yeah, no. I agree. I am not the target market.
Yeah.
See, I even have lemons.
It's for us. We've got time to play.
Anyway.
Did you guys check out the Global Citizen concert?
No, I didn't. Actually, someone told me about it. Where is it?
I was playing FIFA.
Yeah, I got to check it out. Casper's performance was really dope, man. It was sick. I liked it.
So, okay, where is it? Where do you get that performance, the Global Citizen? Online, where?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Just search for Global Citizen concert. It's there. And what they've done is that they've uploaded everybody's performances. So you can check out Shoma Josie there. Black Coffee was dope as well. But I think for me, Casper was nice.
Okay. So where do they perform? Is it like a performance they do alone or?
They perform in their own houses.
Okay. I get it. It's nice.
You know what
someone
I found,
had to write on that soon.
You know what I found amazing?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Sorry. Was it last week Sunday? Andrea Bocelli said, "Yo, I'm gonna perform." When I went into the link, just waiting for him to start perform, there was already 2.5 million people waiting.
Wow.
Yo.
Damn.
And he performed for 30 minutes.
This is Andrea.
Have you been watching Quarantine Radio?
Tory Lanez.
Yeah.
Yeah, who hasn't, bro? I think the whole world's been watching that. Do you like bums? Like, Iga, do you like bums?
Yeah.
Then you should check it out.
But there's also that Tumi guy. What's his name? Deris Cheese. Tumi Cheese, whatever his name is. The
Tumi Siko, something
that.
Like that.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Doesn't do his anymore. Ginimbi has taken over now.
Is he also doing bums?
Yeah, 40,000. 40,000.
40,000 bumps.
40,000 cash prize.
Oh.
And anyway, on that note, chillers. Let's log on.
But anyway, the reason why I brought up
I was going to say, sorry, before you go to what you say, why does Ginimbi want to pay 40,000 to see bums if you can just go to Pornhub because it's premium, open to everybody?
No, this is live.
You should ask him.
Yeah, get him online then.
Ginimbi, 40,000. Would you twerk for 40,000, Ghost Lady?
No. You know,
we could buy 4 mixes with that.
I love how you automatically just diverted to something that you need.
The reason why I brought up the Global Citizen thing, I wanted to ask you guys, do you think we're going to see a Corona song? You know, like the We Are the World, whenever there's a pandemic, there's always those songs that come out where they feature like 100 artists.
Ah, definitely.
There's one that's being done by a couple of African artists. But it's probably those ones that I don't know, you don't know, Ghost Lady doesn't know. I found out about this while listening to the news on sometime last week. And South Africa is represented by some guy or some performer from Cape Town. And then there's a guy from Nigeria, Ghana, Senegal, in those kind of things, those kind of vibes.
No.
Sounds like a B-list, C-list.
Are you looking... So you're looking for one with Beyonce,
with Casper,
Jay-Z, Kanye West, Spanbani, Casper's Mang, what? Casper's busy playing Grand Theft Auto, man, and playing FIFA. Nah.
But I think it's a matter of time.
There's nothing else that can be done to bring people closer. Right now, we get it. Stay home, wash hands. What's more that they can say now?
I told you this is going to be extended. The last time we spoke, I said this is going to be extended. And you're like, born.
Do you think it's going to be extended some more?
There's a possibility as well.
Oh, no. Hey. Oh, no. I saw in the UK, they're only going to open up pubs in December.
Ha!
Ghana opened up over the weekend, actually. They've got 1,000 positive cases. They've only tested 10,000 people, and they've got a population of 29 million people.
And they're that's open for business.
And that's a risk.
Huge risk.
Because look at that hospital in KZN. How many staffers and patients were tested positive? And this is a private hospital. Morningside in Joburg also reported that, and that's a private hospital. So brav, si ni le, I'm a sipping boy.
Shit.
No, anyway, I've got to accept.
The new normal is very, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be extended. Yeah.
Fuck.
Didn't Bucks tell you that?
Yes, I spoke with him.
Anyway, Ghost Lady, anything that's on your mind? Anything you want to talk about today?
I don't know what to talk about. I'm just tired.
Have you been rocking that much?
No, it's not even about the rocking. It's about being forced to be at home. Like, I just want something new.
Yeah.
You can ask Mnaga to... Look, you can ask Mnaga to put you in a boot and you guys go to Mpumalanga.
And plus, I've been watching... No, I'm not trying that. And Trent like that today, just looking like a sheep in the boot. Looking like you falling asleep in a boot.
So wait.
I've been watching a lot of conspiracy theories, in fact. Like, so I'm a bit like, oh. Like, guys, what's happening right coming now? I don't even want to get into it.
Sorry, before we go any further, which Mukwebo is coming in here?
We'll go find out. I'm waiting for him to log in. We'll find out.
Is that Ginimbi's cousin?
No.
Oh, anyway.
So, I'm going to talk about that.
Asaz, we are we're clearly doing as we go. Asaz, I was going to ask, Hore, do you think, Hore, the D game is that good that the girl was like, yo, I'll be in the boot or the box?
No, I still ask myself, why did she sit in the boot? Why don't you just sit there in front with him and just be like, hey, yo, I don't know, we're going to work.
Maybe they were playing out a fantasy scene, like kidnapper, kidnappee.
But it just looked hella funny, bro.
What's the worst that you've done? Like
what? In the boot?
I don't want to know what you've done in
well,
the boot.
Well, you fell asleep, Lakik.
That was a beautiful sleep. But my car was stationary. That's a good thing. No, just the worst thing that you've done to get bums.
I've driven
the risks that you've took.
I've driven from Parktown to the West Rand for bums, and then when I got there, the girl was on a period.
No one is so one
day. So she said no period.
Yeah. And the drive back home was very sour.
And still,
you could have just stayed there and cuddled her.
Fuck no.
That's one thing you didn't do.
And you, Lakika?
What did I do? Yes, I think I've done. Yo, now I've got a catalog.
All right.
Greatest hits.
Catalog. Greatest hits.
Cool. Ghost Lady, you still don't have anything to talk about. Are you done there?
No, I just watched, I've been watching a lot of these things, like your conspiracy theories and about what's happening. Oh, and yeah, I'm a bit disturbed.
What theories have you have enticed you?
The fact that Donald Trump could just...
5G.
No, it's not even about the 5G. Like, oh, guys, Donald Trump could actually be the...
Ask yourself.
There's just too much. The world is a lie.
What? You haven't said anything, Ghost Lady. You just said Donald Trump, the world is a lie. What are you saying?
No, I said, Oh, you didn't hear me. I said Donald Trump could be just a good guy.
How?
Huh?
Yeah, I'm serious.
How?
Yeah. It's a fight out there, guys.
Okay, yeah.
You know,
what's happening? Out there. Donald Trump, good guy.
It's a fight out there.
Oh gosh, that's why I said I want to get into it. It's so disturbing.
What's disturbing?
What Donald is Trump? Disturbing?
Like, I'm looking at Donald Trump in another light now. So it's like all of these things, how the media may portray, when you watch these news channels and everything, then you actually realize that, wait, this is all just cooked up by the CIA and all these. I'll send you a link of
you
something.
You took it there. You yeah. took it to the CIA.
Yeah, boy.
CIA. All yes. the three abbreviations. Just add FBI and Scotland Yard while you add it.
Yeah. Yep.
No, because the world is
fucked up, guys.
I thought I was paranoid.
No,
Donald Trump is just an airhead.
Dude, it's not that deep, because
he's a stand-up comedian. Look, Donald is a stand-up comedian who does his set every day at like midnight. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally, he's doing a stand-up, like it's a set. Mm-hmm. It's a whole pretense.
So how's he a good guy? Then?
Can, okay.
Hey, see how he can.
Guys, I'm telling you, it's crazy. I sound crazy, so, but you know what?
So
one
listen,
day, people be like, Ghost Lady was right.
So listen, now the reason mm-hmm. why I'm asking CIA again, because CIA mm-hmm. stands for the Central Intelligence Agency. When you look yeah. at Donald, there's the letter I is missing. There's no intelligence there. So CIA
to start off with.
Yeah.
Because they are against him.
Who?
He's fighting
also,
against him.
Now you are
him.
Team Donald. Donald.
Yo, guys, now I'm Team Donald. I'm serious, guys.
Ghostly, are you okay?
Are you okay,
what's
dude?
What's missing? Yeah. Are you missing sugar, alcohol? Is this withdrawal
I
symptoms?
I am Team Donald. I deserve, guys. Leave me
alone. I will risk it and I will come deliver alcohol for you. I don't know where I'm going to get it. I will find it because no. This can't be you. We need our ghost lady back.
Were you smuggled in a boot? Are you okay? It's fine. Is everything okay at home?
I'm Team Donald. Info, guys.
Team Donald. Hey, Nate, we need
Don't
to
worry. Make... We're Len... gonna open the country. Don't Len... worry. Everything is going to be fine.
We need to make the ghost lady great again, Len.
A new picture must be Donald Trump's picture.
Yeah.
Once. I guess she's Team Donald.
We need a cap, guys.
Sure, Team Donald.
This is the same guy. This is the same guy who wants to open the economy within 2 weeks, but it's the CIA's fault.
And it was, guys. It was.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, wait, Ghost Lady, you are being serious about this Donald thing, eh?
No, I don't know, guys. Yo, it's disturbing. I don't know.
You don't know. CIA, Donald Trump, Team Donald, the world
guy.
What was the first one?
The world is lies or something.
It's a lie.
Hey, you must be careful.
Did somebody
guys, you
wait,
like to
did
watch
somebody me? Hack? Whoa, did somebody hack our Zoom? Because I don't think we're speaking to the ghost lady right now.
No way.
No, it's...
Maybe somebody hacked our Zoom. Yes.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, guys. I came up with an idea. Tell me what you think, ne? So I'm thinking, because we don't have money, right? Just like Donald Trump. Ne ghost lady.
Team Donald...
Because I've seen a lot of celebrities have been donating money to people that can't afford electricity and food and stuff like that, right? So what I was thinking is we do, because we don't have money to give away, so we do like a 24-hour podcast where we raise funds, mm-hmm. And then we can raise funds for people that need food or electricity, whatever the case may be. And what we do is we can, during that 24-hour podcast, when we need a rest, we can like maybe collaborate with other podcasters, you know, like the Dojo podcast or Slick on Life or whatever. And then they can join us on the 24-hour podcast thing. And then during intervals, we can even have like DJs mixing, you know, some like Shimza or whoever. And then, yeah, we do like a 24-hour podcast stream and raise some funds. What do you
guys think? Is it going to be a talent show?
No, no, no. I just said it's a 24-hour podcast.
It's okay. You missed that. It's fine.
Yeah. I didn't even hear it, Len.
I also didn't hear it.
Is it going to be a talent
show? I asked, did you say a talent show? Is it a talent show?
Why?
Actually, he said we're going to have Shimza on. So I was asking if it's a... Okay. Wait, who's Mabatu Chief?
Mabatu, please, hey, can you switch on your mic so we can hear you? Switch on your mic so we can hear you, Mabatu. Turn your mic on so we can hear you. There we go. Enda!
I like
King
that.
Donald.
Hi, guys. Hey, Mabatu. Hi, Donald. Baby.
How are you, Mabatu?
Hi. Team Donald as well.
Excuse me?
How are you, Mabatu?
I'm great, and you guys?
Great, man. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Dublin, Ireland.
Oh, from Ireland. Oh.
Yeah, from Ireland.
Are you guys in lockdown as well?
You can see Mabena Mrs. Radio. Where are you calling us from?
Sorry, what did you say, Mabatu?
From Dublin.
Yeah, I'm saying, are you guys on lockdown that side?
Yeah, we've been on lockdown for the past 6 weeks now. I've been working from home for 6 weeks now. So yeah, it's 6 weeks.
Wow. And wow. Are you guys allowed to go out to groceries and buy some alcohol and stuff like that?
Yeah. Yeah, there's alcohol, obviously. And we can go out to the stores. But we can't leave our 2 kilometer radius. So you can't go over to the other counties and stuff like that. So you just have to be like in your 2 kilometer radius.
Shit, man. And when do you think your lockdown's gonna end?
Well, at work they said we'll be back to work around the 5th of May, but then it's gonna change. So what they'll do is a couple of people will go to work, and then so we'll interchange with each other. So this week, part of my team will go to work, and then the other week I'll go to work, just like that.
Wow. Oh. That's crazy, yeah, man.
At least just to put in some sense of like normality, because some people are like, they're going crazy.
Are you going crazy? What have you been doing?
My bad.
Actually, I haven't been up to anything, honestly. Just go out to the store, take drugs, and then we can't really, people don't want to interact.
Drugs?
Yeah. Oh, my man.
Live like it within amongst the people, Team Donald. Yo,
Len, she doesn't know about the Team Donald thing. She hasn't been listening.
What happened?
It's okay.
Tell me what happened.
No, watch today's episode when it drops, then you'll understand what Team Donald is.
Yeah, I'll watch it, but then, yeah.
I think that Mabatu will support me. She'll understand.
What's that, lady?
No, I'm saying you'll understand and you'll be very, like, supportive of what I'm trying to tell the guys.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Definitely.
All right, Mabatu, is there a question you want to ask Ghost Lady? Is there a question you want to ask Ghost Lady or Len or myself, anyone?
No.
Okay.
Happy to see you guys. Keep on doing what you're doing. I really like the podcast because I've been listening to it for a couple of months now. And then when I started work, I would put on my headset when it goes on. I would listen, and then people around, because it's like a majority is like white people, so they would be like, "So, what are you listening to?" I'm like, "You wouldn't get it. Like, it's South African. Because even if I just joke with you, you wouldn't understand." So, Oksala, I am gonna listen to it.
Oh, wow. Nice. Thank you so much, Mama. Yeah. We appreciate the love. Ne?
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Cheers. Bye.
Cheers, bye.
Oh yeah, do you want to send a shout out to anyone in SA who might be watching this?
He really misses radio. He really misses radio.
I'm going to put Len's mic off because he's interrupting me here. What are you saying?
I'm saying, you miss radio. If people aren't to watch the podcast, they don't, because they don't understand.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Mabatu.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye, ciao. Mabatu. Take care.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Len, you're so rude, dog.
But you're busy saying you want to send a shout out. We're going to take a caller. Do you miss radio?
Of course, you know I do. But can't you say that after the call? The poor girl, I couldn't even hear what she was saying.
I did.
I couldn't.
We heard her.
Get better headphones, Chief.
No, if you keep your mouth shut, I could have heard her. But anyway. Yes, so I was talking about that idea. What do you guys think of that idea? Should we do it? Should we not?
It's a good idea.
Hours is a long time, Chief.
And your point is?
Maybe if we do it in turns. 3 hours, one podcast, 3 hours. So we flip it like that.
But that's what I said, Chief. I get it when you're tired, someone else will come in. We can get a DJ. We can get another podcast to come in.
Yeah, it just needs to be well planned and then executed. You know, like they must have a whole program.
Yeah, let us know in the comment sections if you think it's a good idea and then we'll start working on it. But I think it'll be nice to raise some funds for people that are going through tough times right now.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can get and also suggest podcasts that you want us to collab with.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be nice.
The line with type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, guess who I was interviewing yesterday?
Who?
Sammy Sousa.
Kind of, who's that? No, man, Kana, who's that? Like, the name sounds familiar.
Wow, you don't know Sammy Sousa, Led?
No, the name sounds familiar. If you remind me, I'll tell you.
But what has she done in the past years?
Well, watch the episode. I'm going to drop it this Thursday, and then you'll find out what she's been up to.
Wait, isn't she that girl who was, like, on YFM or something?
Yeah, YFM, Club 8, Metro FM, Vuzu,
yeah,
Nasa.
I remember it. Yeah, I remember her.
Yeah.
But what is she still doing now? What does she do now?
Like I said, watch the episode, then you'll know.
She's probably hustling. Oh.
So she's a celebrity edition.
Yes. I'll drop it maybe this Thursday or as soon as I'm done editing.
Mm, okay.
But you know what I realized? I realized it's actually nicer to chat to, for lack of a better word, has been celebrities because they've got nothing to lose, so they don't give PR answers.
Okay.
I was about to ask Hore, like, I didn't know Hore, we've got a has been segment on Thursdays now.
Yeah.
If we did, it would start with me.
But that started in 2018, though.
Yeah. When has beens meet.
One has been to another.
Reunion.
Oh, God.
HIA, Len. Has been Intelligence Association.
Yeah.
Oh.
Team. Has been.
Team what? Yeah, team has been.
Team Donald.
Anyway, love you guys long time. Make sure you do subscribe if you're a new chiller.
Yes, like it.
Who's your Mike Pence?
My who? What is that?
Google him. There's a conspiracy about him as well.
And Mike
Tim
Pence.
Tim Pence.
Tim Pence.
Okay. I'll check it out. I'll Google.
Oh, you guys are stupid. Like, Ika, in closing, what do you want to say, man?
Subscribe, like, we're here, send us the messages. Stay at home. Like, stay at home. Like, honestly, just stay home. Like, we want to get out of this shit. Like, I can't stand another 2 weeks of being at home. Like, it's not that it's not nice, but too much of a good thing is bad. and I'm reaching the backstage now. But here you are predicting
an extension again. You see?
Yeah, I can't. Like, let's just stay at home, guys. Whether Oko, Alex, whether you are in Sandton, whether you're in Midrand, Four Ways, Reimsug, Centurion, Blobekstrand, just Umhlanga, just stay home.
Limpopo, everywhere, Mpumalanga, KZN.
Yeah, stop smuggling people. It's the bums are good, the tea is good, we understand. But hang in there, we're almost there. But stay home. Like, stay home, please.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spark innovation across your federal agency with IT hardware, software, and services from Connection Public Sector Solutions. Your technology procurement challenges will meet their match as Connection's dedicated account managers offer exceptional customer service, and our extensive list of supported federal contracts means you'll always get a price that works for your budget. Learn more about innovation for your agency with Connection Public Sector Solutions at connection.com/fedcontracts.